The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Amazon founder and tech billionaire is expected to marry former news anchor Lauren Sanchez in that wonderful city. It's expected to be a star-studded event with Hollywood A-listers descending into Venice for 3 days or perhaps even more. But locals have taken to the streets, or rather to the canals, protesting the couple's pending nuptials. The No Space for Bezos activists are protesting the wedding over concerns that the event will exacerbate issues created by an excess of tourism. I'm joined by Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Daily Mail, who is in Venice at the moment. Nick, good morning and welcome.
Hello, good morning to Pat and to your listeners.
Is it obvious when you're walking around the laneways and walking along the banks of the canals in Venice that Bezos is in town?
Very much so. Very much so, Pat. There's a lot of posters on walls from the No Space for Bezos campaign, all advertising various demonstrations that are planned over the next few days and culminating in the finale on Saturday, when the there is a party due to be held for the wedding couple, for Sanchez, for Lauren Sanchez and for Jeff Bezos. At, it was originally going to be at the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, but they have decided to move that venue because of these planned protests. It's now going to be at a place called the Arsenale, which is a very much more secure venue, and it's easily to, it's easy to protect, if you like, from demonstrators who are expected to gather in huge numbers on Saturday. They have actually asked for people to turn up wearing snorkels and masks and flippers and bring inflatable toys so they can throw them into the canal and block the waterways for guests who are turning up for the wedding.
Mm. And there's supposed to be a flotilla of gondolas, I presume, bearing those Hollywood A-listers and his other guests. How much of Venice? How much of Venice can you actually buy or rent for an occasion like this?
Well, apparently, Pat, the figure that they're looking at, or the figure that's being quoted, is $20 million for the whole, for this wedding. And certainly the three venues that have been hired, although I should say there's no official confirmation for any of these venues, they are certainly very luxurious. To give you some idea of background, they were venues for the G7, various G7 summits that have been held in Venice over the various last few years. So they are absolutely stunning locations with beautiful backdrop views of the, of you can see St. Mark's Square and the island and the famous tower, the clock tower at St. Mark's Square. Beautiful, iconic view of the Lido as well. And Santa Maria del Torre Church. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. I mean, the sort of backdrop that a Hollywood A-lister or a billionaire would have for their wedding. Mm.
Now, the peculiar thing is, if it costs $20 million, or some people have estimated at almost double that, it doesn't really matter, because if you go to India, you can find, certainly in Hello magazine and that, you can see accounts of Indian weddings that cost even far more than that. So it's not the most extravagant wedding of all time.
No, but I suppose, like, Pat, when you look at the guest list, we're looking at sort of double A listers, if you like. Apparently, according to the local media reports, there are about 80 to 90 private jets due to land in Venice over the next few days, carrying people from who's there, Oprah Winfrey, Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry, apparently Ivanka Trump. In fact, I've seen pictures of Ivanka Trump. Ivanka Trump is in Italy already on holiday, and she is due to travel up from Bologna. She's in Bologna today, and she will be traveling up for the wedding. There's also some suggestion that Donald Trump himself will be turning up, but obviously he has other things on his mind at the moment, so I should imagine whether he does or not. You don't know, but that number of A-listers, that number of stars, you can only imagine the amount of security that is also involved. And a private security firm made up mainly of ex-American Marines is being used to provide the security at all those venues over the next few days. We should also say that, as you mentioned, the $20 million is what the cost of the wedding is. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have actually donated €1 million as well to various foundations in Venice to promote research and to promote cultural activity within the city. So they are giving as well as taking, if you like. But yes, certainly there is a lot of anger amongst those protesters. And conversely, at the same time, Pat, there is also a campaign group called Yes, Venice Can, which is made up of people who are in favour of this. As you can imagine, they're mainly hoteliers, small businesses, that hairdressers, outfitters, all this sort of stuff, who are very much open to this wedding. And also, I should say, the City Council. The City Council are absolutely delighted with the fact that they're highlighting how a lot of people come to Venice, a lot of A-listers come to Venice. George Clooney got married here. Salma Hayek as well, the actress, got married here. So it is a very popular wedding venue.
Mm. I mean, Jeff Bezos has the kind of money, as does Elon Musk, that could help save the lagoon, which, as we know, is threatened increasingly as the years go by.
Yes, that's right. So that's one of the foundations that he has donated money to. And they're obviously, they've issued a statement saying that they're very, very grateful. And it shows the philanthropic aspect of Jeff and Lauren. And I think they're trying to go some way to offset it. For the controversy that has surrounded their wedding, that is say going to be taking place over the next 3 days. It kicks off on Thursday with gala ball at the Lido, a hotel on the Lido, the Danieli, and then on Friday it's the actual exchange of vows at a location on an island on San Giorgio's Island, just off Venice. And then say on Saturday is the final event, the wedding party. We're expecting huge fireworks as well. But I say that was originally intended to be at the Scuola Grande della Misericordia, but it's now actually been moved to the Arsenale.
Now, the wedding, like all weddings these days, it has a wedding planner, and it's a London-based company called Lanza and Bauchina, London. Do we know anything about them?
Well, do you know what, Pat? It's funny. I was trying to do some digging into them, actually, yesterday. They're based in Kensington, in South Kensington, a very affluent, very posh part of London, as you and your listeners may well know. And it's made up of three cousins who are all aristocrats, and they set up this party planning, wedding planning business about 20-odd years ago. Interestingly, Pat, on their website, they say that they cater for the rich and famous, for those who want discretion at various stunning locations across the world, but mainly in Italy. And they also say that they never publicise any of the events they do. They maintain the utmost discretion, and that's why there is no social media presence for them at all. But they were also quite keen to issue a statement saying that on behalf of Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez, that the couple are very much, quote, in love and support Venice and couldn't have chosen a more picturesque and more beautiful city to get married in.
Well, we shall see. Let's hope it is trouble-free, because, you know, whatever we may think of a vulgar display of wealth, which I suppose this is, it is their wedding day. They are surrounded by friends and maybe non-friends for the occasion, but we wish them well one way or the other as we watch those Amazon vans troop around our neighbourhoods over the coming days. Thank you very much, Nick. Nick Pisa, Senior Global Reporter with the Daily Mail.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.